Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Deborah Baker and Patty McClendon with the Pulaski County Health Department. Deborah is the director of the health department, and Patty works as the public health program director. They spoke about how their duties at the health department go beyond simply giving shots. Here's Patty.
I did have those needs, you know, growing up as a kid. I know what they're going through.
Yeah.
You know, I know what it is for somebody to, you know, to say, can't help you. I think that the people that work here have to have that compassion for other people, because it's hard to work with people if you don't have a compassion for them and if you don't understand.
Well, that's why, you know, with being a young couple and we had younger kids when I started here, you know, we didn't have a whole lot of money. We were on WIC. There was a lot of times that we heavily depended upon the WIC program, and we're very grateful for it. And so I think, you know, I still feel strongly about that program, that there's such a benefit to so many young parents or maybe grandparents that have their kids or grandkids now. I came, you know, when I was pregnant with my first one, I came and got a temp card and started my Medicaid through the health department. So there was a lot of services I used at a younger age that, you know, and it was so helpful, you know, to start that road. And I think that there's a lot of times that we can help people when they don't know what else to do
You know, a lot of people still aren't aware of our programs that we have, and the WIC one is so beneficial. Not only do they get their foods and their milks and their cheeses and different things, their formulas for their babies, but they also get a lot of education on how to utilize those.
Well, and then even support. Sometimes, yes, you know, they just have questions on nutrition on their kids, or they want to breastfeed and they're having a lot of trouble. So after I came to work here, I learned a lot of that too. I learned even more being here. And I was like, oh, I wish I would have known that. I just wish I would have known that one. So I think that's why maybe sometimes I strive a little bit harder, want to do more, because I want those new young moms to know the things that I didn't, or
right,
know that there's somebody there
and to enjoy
help
being a mom.
Yes, and somebody there to help support them. I think it's important that we try to share that we're here to help them. And public health's often invisible. A lot of times,
yes,
people don't know what we do.
We have the kiddos come in and get their immunizations. I guess I'll always remember this one little boy that came in, and he was autistic. And I kind of recognized it right away. And his dad held him, and I gave him a shot and everything. And when he got done, he was just sobbing, and I couldn't stand it. And I picked him up, and I just held him and patted him, you know, and he just, you know, cuddled down to me. And when he calmed down, then I set him down, and his dad looked at me, and he said, thank you. And I said, it's my job. And he said, no, you have no idea. And,
yeah,
you know, it just done something to me that I was able to comfort that little boy, you know.
And Patty's like our surrogate grandma.
You know, but we do have, I mean, we see that a lot of people have needs. We can't meet all those needs. And if we can't meet them, we try to refer them. You know, what would be on my wish list? More funding for public health. You know, that we wouldn't only be a preventative place, but also that we'd be able to do those extra things that people need done, you know.
I don't see patients all the time, but if I would help one person a year, it would be worth it.
That was Deborah Baker and Patty McClendon from the Pulaski County Health Department, speaking about how their jobs include more than education and needle pricks. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.